Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Zimajewski, who is the president with Mr. David's in Chicago. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Good. I wanted to talk to you because every year Starnet has a design awards contest. This year, Mr. David's won the grand prize. We'll get to that in just a minute. If you don't mind, just refresh our listeners' memory on who Mr. David's is.
We are one of the largest dealers out of the Midwest. Company started in 1972, founded by two older brothers, David and Leonard, and kind of started as just installers on their knees and worked their way up to the dealer side.
Let me fill in a couple of things that I know about your company. Like you say, you are Chicago-based. You're one of the top 10 commercial flooring contractors in the U.S. You're a Starnet member, and you got started in the hospitality business, didn't you?
Yes, we started out with Hyatt Hotels and kind of worked over to Marriott, Ritz-Carlton, and yes, a good percentage of our business is still in the hospitality area.
And now your scope is global. I mean, you do projects all over the world now, don't you?
Yes, we've done work in Korea, Germany, throughout Europe, South America, a lot on the Cancun Peninsula, over in Hawaii.
Yeah, like I said, every year the Starnet Design Awards happens. It's actually pretty well done. They bring in judges that are well-known designers that have a good eye for, you know, the challenges that all the entries are faced. And the fact that you won the grand prize out of, I think, over 150 entries is a pretty good accomplishment, isn't it?
I was truly amazed by it. All the entries were amazing. I mean, the awards are really becoming something to behold. But I actually didn't think our jobs would have a chance of winning just because of all the fantastic entries.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just in the hospitality category alone, I think there were 40 entries. So you won that category outright, and then you won the grand prize award. So let's talk about it. The name of the project is called Corporate Client Meeting Space, and it's up in Verona, Wisconsin, right?
Correct, up at the Epic Software Campus.
And it was designed by Interiors LLC, right?
Correct. They are out of Minnesota.
Yeah. I guess the two primary flooring surfaces that were used were Johnsonite and Millikan.
That's correct as well. We also had some Chapco underlayments as well out there.
All right. I've seen the pictures. It looks like about five stories that are subterranean, underground. When you look at it, obviously the carpet is custom carpet. When you look at the finished product, looking like you've actually come into either an ice cave or a rock cave. So tell us a little bit more details about this project.
Well, the entire project is truly amazing. It's built into the side of a mountain. The lady who started Epic did not want it to be seen from above, didn't want it to disturb the landscape. So the entire building is built into the side of a mountain and ends up being underground, which gave us a lot of issues as far as moisture and things like that to deal with. So that's why I wanted to make sure I brought up Chapco, because they were very instrumental in making sure that everything we did could live up to the customer's expectations. Keep the moisture levels in the concrete down and also deal with making sure that there were no issues later. The customer and the design firm had very high expectations of what it was going to look like. We had a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, as most people know, modular carpet is taking major share from broadloom, but this was a broadloom installation, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. A lot of stairs, because it was built as more like an auditorium.
This was a print carpet, wasn't it?
It was.
For those people that want to see this project, the May issue of Floor Focus, we're going to have a major feature to show what this looks like, so people can look for that in the mail. So how did you end up being awarded this project?
Well, Alicia, our salesperson who deals with the client, she's done quite a few buildings up there, and Alicia is very detail-oriented and has done a lot of their work. They have very high expectations for it. They're looking for a lot of unique finishes, as you can see in those pictures. I mean, that's just some of what they do. I think it was really Alicia's expertise that brought us the job.
I know you've been a member of Starnet for a long time. Talk about the benefits of being part of Starnet.
It puts us in direct contact with upper management of the mills, for one, you know, which allows us to share with each individual manufacturer what we're doing and how we're doing it and how we're going to market, because ultimately they're partners of ours. And it gives us that correspondence. We have it throughout the year, but it gives us two major venues to discuss that with them over dinners and cocktails. It also gives us a great venue to explore what our partners are doing around the country as far as our partner dealerships. Mr. David, our business has been very good, very strong, but a lot of that comes from our partners in Starnet from around the country sharing best practices. I don't think we could do it without their help.
One last question. You mentioned business conditions. So business is good for Mr. David's in 2014?
Yes, we saw a good year last year. And this year is looking to be very positive as well. It will be up double digits. A little early in the year to see how much, but we're looking at double digits.
Okay. And is majority of that still hospitality, or is it spread across all the vertical sectors?
Healthcare is a stronger area for us these days. Probably in the last 3 years, healthcare has taken over the largest percentage of our business over hospitality. Hospitality is still very strong and runs a very close second, but they're almost equal depending on what we count either way.
Well, again, appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Michael Zimajewski, who is the president with Mr. Davids based in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.